good afternoon.
See the West Link.
That is the horniest what? Thing I've ever heard.
Aw, Marvin.
Bring daddy some of those chicken and waffles.
Mr. Potter.
I feel gushy.
This is unbelievable.
It's absolute chaos.
Sippers, welcome to this festive episode of the Tea With Me podcast with me, the cheeky elf himself, Shane Todd. I am joined by some friends. We're going to have a great time, but before we get into that, let's see what's in Santa's sack of advertisements. Whoa, it's Manscaped. Manscaped is obviously the number one in men's below the belt grooming. You know, in years gone by, Santa's sack would have been hairy. It would have been gristly. But nowadays, Santa keeps a smooth sack. You know that. He's a modern man. Manscaped have all the products you need this Christmas. Or in fact, they bring in the new year, I would say. New year, new you. If you got a hairy bag, you change it up. You go in the next year smooth as Michael's head. Although he actually does have a bit of stubble on top of his head at the minute. But that's fine. You can have stubble on there too. Or you can just be totally bald. It's whatever. It's whatever you like. Different strokes for different folks. Manscaped.com. They've got the Lawnmower 5.0. They've got everything you can think of. Go over to Manscaped with your Christmas money. And use the code TWITHME for 20% off and free shipping. I also need to plug Patreon. Patreon.com/TWITHMEPodcast. There's too much stuff on there. 6% of the content on all the internet is on the Tea With Me Patreon. You've everything. We just recorded the Tea With Me Stars in Your Eyes. The host is one of our guests today, a fellow competitor, one of our guests today. That in the new year will be exclusively on Patreon. Dan, will the Lyric podcast be out by the time this comes out?
No, it'll be out on the Friday after Christmas.
Friday after Christmas, we're dropping a live podcast, Paddy McDonald and Aaron Butler. Everything's over there. Use a code. No, don't use any codes. Patreon.com/TWITHMEPodcast. Folks, ho, ho, ho. What a present I've got for you in the form of these two guests here that I've just unwrapped. Closest to me, didn't wear a festive outfit, came without presents. It's Andrew Ryan. Nope, we don't have time to go into that. My other guest.
Yep, thank you.
Looking like a hospital patient who's pre or post lobotomy, I'm not sure which. It's Aaron Butler.
Good to be here, guys. Yeah. Thanks for having me.
Now, can I ask?
Sure.
When you bought that outfit, did you put into Google?
In July. I just put in old Victorian jammies.
Right.
And this came, and this is what I got. You know, yeah. This is what I found, is what came to me. Quite like it.
I feel like,
remember the bananas in pajamas?
Yes.
I feel like they've turned one of them human, and this is what it looks like. You know, like Beauty and the Beast, when they turn the Beast human?
Yes.
I'm like a wee banana that just made into a boy.
Yeah. You're a wee banana boy.
Yeah, I'm the banana boy.
Yeah.
Wee sickly banana boy.
It reminds me that I'm just about to get a colonoscopy in one of those kind of robes, you know what I mean? Like I'd be flapping open at the back.
You're getting PTSD.
Yeah.
You're getting your wee arse's collision right now.
Dick up my...
Yeah.
But
that's how it works.
It's great to see you both. Andrew, are you a big Christmas man?
Love it. I'm all about
see,
it.
I would think you go one of two ways. Yeah. I see you as either hating Christmas or being all in. Because that's you. You either go all in or you're not in at all.
This year I made a massive effort. Massive effort with the house.
Right.
There's a tree. There's another house at the front window that has a battery in it. And you turn it on and it lights up like a
Hold on, you've bought an extra. You're that into Christmas, you bought another house?
No, but it's a little house, little Christmas house, little ornament. Like.
Oh, okay.
What do you mean, bouncy castle?
I am fully on board with this Christmas thing. I've been doing it every year now.
Yep.
Since I heard about it. And totally on board with it. You know, like I feel... there's parts of Christmas that I really enjoy, and then obviously there's other parts you don't enjoy. But I'm focusing only on the parts that I do enjoy, you know what I mean? And before we move on, can we just explain why I'm not dressed up?
Because
I just feel...
Aaron, what does Christmas mean to you?
You've really mugged me off here, so we have Andrew. Andrew buys fake handbags for his aunt. He's pass it on.
hold on.
So what?
That's too specific to not be true.
It's true. If I do buy her fake handbags...
He buys them gucky.
Now, will you...
Paul Loren, Ralph's brother.
Balenciaga.
I just feel uncomfortable until I get told that there's a reason. I was a late replacement.
Arnami. Now, do the aunties find out? Do you give that disclaimer? Do you say, listen, this is not legit.
Fred Baker.
Or do you just give them over?
They probably know.
Yeah.
But I don't say nothing. They don't say nothing. But it's the effort, it's the thought. Like,
yeah.
I thought about the handbag. Then I thought, where can I get it cheaper? I normally go, when I go to Dubai, I go up to Kamara, which is the dodgy spot, which is Old Town Dubai, and you go into an apartment there, you knock on the door, it's a special place.
Start again.
Has anyone ever done it? You've done this all the time. When you go to Dubai,
I'm going to be going in January, right? So set it up for me.
Right.
By the way, the way you've sold it to me, sounds terrifying.
No, but it's very legit. Like, I've got videos of it, by the way. I can show you the videos.
Legit. Go to the dodgy spot and wrap an apartment door, but it's legit. It's legit.
Yeah, it is legit.
So how do you find out about this place?
Okay, so I go to Dubai every 18 months to do a couple of shows, right? Yeah. And one year I went, my mother said to me, will you go and get me a bag? They're the best fakes in the world.
Yeah.
Right? So I arrive, speak to the person there, get a few contacts.
Speak to what person?
The promoters of the comedy there, right. They know where to go, right? I say, where do I go for the dodgy bags? And then you go up to Kamara, which is Old Town Dubai. Mm-hmm. When you go up, they give me a thing on WhatsApp, a map thing. Go to this apartment block. And when you're there, true now, just hang around. And they'll come to you. Because you're Caucasian. And you'll stand out up there.
Whoa. The way you pronounce Caucasian
sounded like cock Asian.
Yeah.
You have a wee dick.
Sounds like he's listed his interest on Tinder.
So what you do is, you see,
I'll flip the words.
I have a video of me asking people on the street in Dubai, which I can actually hand over to Dan for this to go out.
Hey man, hand it over to the authorities.
Right, no, that Dan can play. I have a video of me filming myself in Kamara, going up to Chris? People on the street going, hiya, handbags, where are the handbags? The good fake handbags. And they go, 1 minute. And then they walk me to a place and then another guy comes down and then you go into an apartment block.
But is he from Dubai?
Yeah, but he's Indian, like.
Right.
It's the old town where a lot of the Indian people will live.
So you hang about, the guy comes down and is he just a middleman?
Yeah, so what happens is that you arrive at this square, right? Mm-hmm. And there's loads of people selling stuff. It's all dodgy stuff.
Yeah.
But you don't want that dodgy stuff. You want the other dodgy stuff, which is like the elite dodgy stuff, right? Yep. But you go up to them, you go, hi man, I'm here for the handbags. And they like, oh, come at me.
Yeah.
And they'll walk you somewhere.
Yeah.
And you might go up a lift or you go up some steps and then they'll knock on the door and then...
Is it a secret knock? Is it just...
No, it's just a normal lock. And then they open this apartment, but the apartment is turned into a store.
Right.
And you go in, it is phenomenal.
Right.
And anyone that's been to Dubai and has gone to Kamara and has gone to the dodgy handbags will know exactly what I'm talking about.
Now, when I'm going over to Dubai for my show in January, I only buy legit goods. But what kind of stuff do they have?
Everything you need, mate. Everything you want. You
Football
want
tops?
What you want? What?
Football tops?
No, it's just handbags, wallets, belts, watches, purses. It's mostly geared towards the females.
Yes.
So I would only go in there to buy the presents. And you haggle as well. So you go in.
What are we talking here for? We're talking a designer handbag.
200 quid.
Seems a lot.
But it's an amazing fake.
Yeah, but they're amazing ones fake.
Yeah, discounts. Like I went in 1 year, I bought 3 handbags.
Yeah.
So I got my mum on FaceTime. And I'm putting my phone up against all the handbags. And she's like, no, I won't have that, won't have that. And then I'll hold it up on... So I'm in Dubai on FaceTime with the mother going like that. Do you want this bag? Do you want that bag? And then we'll go through, she picked the bag, my auntie picked the bag, my other auntie picked the bag. Then I chucked in a couple of purses. And then you go to the counter and they'll say they want like 1,500 sterling off you and you probably get it for about 900, like.
Okay.
You haggle him down, like.
Yeah.
But I've got the guy's number. I've got his WhatsApp. So you can actually get... I've got his number. So he said to me, you don't need to come in anymore. If you WhatsApp me what you want, I'll actually have a poster to your house in Ireland. The fake bag. So I actually have his number in my phone. And so if you actually... You know, if you want to...
No, man, no.
If you don't... You sure? So it's great, like, it's great. But it's exciting going out there.
Do you get a bit of a thrill from the whole setup anyway?
Man, I just feel...
Like there's a fixer, there's dirty, a guy like, coming to get you and all that.
I feel very dirty, but it's good.
Yeah.
I'm in Dubai, I do what I want,
Are you a good haggler?
I'm very strong at it, yeah. I consider myself one of
the...
Let's
workshop it, right?
Yeah.
I'm selling the bags in the apartment in Dubai. Do you want me to do an accent?
Do a wee voice.
No, it's up to you.
A twang.
Hey. Why couldn't the guy be French? I just said an accent.
Yeah, oh, that's fine. Yeah, go ahead.
So, you give for me? You give for me 1500. Okay, Del Boy. By the way, I just point out I'm doing Jose Mourinho.
Yes, yeah,
Jose Mourinho selling dodgy handbags.
Who is from Dubai?
Del Boy.
No, so what'll happen is you buy in bulk.
I know what happened. This is my show.
All right, I want these three bags. These three bags.
We don't do three bags. We do leather bags.
All right. I've picked the bags. So I'm at the till now with you. I'm at the till.
Yes.
I go, listen, fella. How much are you charging per bag? Let's go in sterling, right? It's not dirhams. Let's go in sterling.
700
per bag.
Yes, please.
7, 14, 21. So you want £2,100?
Yes,
I can't. That's not a deal that's available.
No, please, bastard, this price. Okay?
Please, that deal is not available.
Del Boy.
Listen. Del Boy. See, this is how it works, Shane.
It is how it works. Okay, tell me price, Del Boy.
You're turning me off, yeah? Like, tell your price, right?
2,200.
No. You want 2,100, right?
I want 2,300, bastard.
You want 700 a bag. That's not available. I don't physically have that money. So I'll offer you 200 a bag. I'll give you 600.
Listen to me.
Do you want 600 or do you want nothing?
Now you put it like that. I want 600.
So you want? Do you want 600 or do you want nothing?
600.
Right, are you getting 600?
That's great.
See, you don't. The deal. Guy will just make a deal to get you to fuck off.
Oh, that is. I got his WhatsApp. I was harassing him. Because it's all illegal. Like, they want to give you the WhatsApp.
Is it?
Oh yeah, it's all illegal.
You're phoning him at 2 a.m. going WhatsApp.
has the Botman bought out, like, say when the Botman starts on Christmas presents,
yeah,
has he ever gone, you know,
what's wrong,
you're wearing
what,
you're wearing little white pants?
Oh, not white here, wait, looking there, okay,
you're wearing little white pants.
I should be up here. Keep your eyes out of there.
That was Sharon Stone in Basic Instinct.
I'm uncomfortable.
Stop doing it.
I'm uncomfortable.
Stop doing it.
Oh, sorry. Go ahead. Yeah, you were asking me a question.
Yes, please. Has a bot man ever bought a present that wasn't strictly legit? Have you ever, you know, a Nuts Corner?
No, never bought
a Wee AliExpress?
Never. Only for myself, I've bought Wee illegal football tops. Never bought anyone anything but the legit stuff.
You see, know I mean? Don't think, I'm with you, I don't think if you buy a bit of good fake gear for someone, I don't think there's an obligation to tell them this isn't real.
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah, 100%. Yeah.
I've done that. I buy the stuff in Dubai and I give it out as presents and I just say, that's for me. They're like, you've had a good year and a very good year.
But if I'm... but if I receive...
But they don't know I'm in the fucking apartment block in Camara. Speaking to all the lads, where's the dodgy bags?
But if you were to receive one of those gifts, is your immediate thought not, is this real or fake?
But if it's that good, you assume that it's real.
Trust me,
the
stuff
real?
Is good, like.
But I don't care. Because, you know, this idea of, you know, say you're buying something from like a top designer brand.
Mm.
It's being made kind of the same way, surely.
Mm. But my thought of it is, I know you say you don't
Either
care.
Way, kids are making it.
In the world.
That's true. Yeah.
People are watching this on their phone. Kids made the phone.
Yep.
Yep.
We're all guilty, but what do you do?
What will you buy your mummy this year?
I always ask her for a list, and that's weird now, because it used to be you just got them wee surprises, but yep. Now they know what they're getting, so it feels more like a currency exchange.
Yep.
It's like, here's my list for you, here's yours for me, then we have to do this whole balancing act. I don't know, I think we should do away with presents these days.
I'm whittling down the amount of people I give presents to.
Yeah.
I've done it.
Do you know as well, it takes a lot for me to be overwhelmed by a present. As being honest.
Yeah. When was the last present you got overwhelmed by?
I like something sentimental.
Okay.
Unless it's really expensive. Does that make sense? Either get me something lovely and sentimental.
Yeah.
Or ball out on me.
Okay.
You know, like drop 3 G's on me.
Yeah.
Sorry, you're confused.
No, I'm just figuring that out.
Yeah. How much you spent on me?
No. Fuck.
So, like, for example, we trade nice gifts here. I'll not say what in case we've done that this year, but like reminders of the year or times we've had, lovely, or something like that. I like that.
Yes, that's lovely. I like that. We sentimental keepsakes. They're nice.
Yes, yeah.
That's good. I like that. Shows you how far you've come in the year.
And I think the older you get, the more the gifts you will look back on and be like, oh, I hate this when you're a kid. You enjoy.
Mm.
See, a wee beauty set We aftershaves, we deodorant.
Moisturizer, no.
Handy.
Yeah.
No problem at all. Mm. No problem at all. I'm not like, I'm difficult to buy for, I would say.
I think everyone is these days, because you just buy yourself stuff from Amazon whenever you see it. You just go, and yes. So no one has anything to buy for
I think you. Experiences are the way forward.
Yep.
This for is people. Also good. Experiences, like just, you know, planning something.
Yeah, I'm sending you something. To an apartment block in Dubai where you might get murdered, but you will get a Burberry handbag.
Yeah, but hey, it's the thought and the risk that counts.
Yeah.
Yeah,
it's
yeah.
the risk that counts.
Yeah. I took the risk.
You did.
I put myself on the line for your comfort.
Yeah.
Now, can I say this? We've got Stars in Your Eyes coming up. It will already have happened. No.
It'll be happening the day this is released.
Yeah, if you watch this the day it's released publicly, this is the night it is.
All right.
This guy's really protecting himself for Christmas.
What?
I asked some comedians, you know, if I organize, I'm starting to think about arranging a kickabout the week of Christmas. Aaron Butler,
by the way, perfect time to arrange it. The week of Christmas.
Not like Christmas Eve or anything like this. This guy's worried about picking up an injury for Christmas.
No, I know you don't even want to have a football game. I know you want me to play football so you can slide tackle me and take me out of this contest. I see what you're
planning.
For
starting your eyes, he's taking it.
I
said it before, say it again.
I'm not drinking out of a water container anyone's handing me. I'm being very, yeah. very, like, enough getting food served me, not prepared by someone.
Are you worried about getting... You said I'm the sort of guy who would roll my ankle before Christmas.
Yeah.
But what will that stop you doing at Christmas if that did happen?
Enjoying it. Because you have a weak gammy ankle and you have to fucking...
I think I'd enjoy Christmas more if I was injured.
Do you want this? We can make it happen.
No, just, do you know what I mean? Just chilling on the sofa, not having to get up, go, not having to visit anyone or do anything. It's ideal.
But you got kids, so it's differently. You want to be up and active with them and playing with them with their toys and stuff. And
you doesn't. You think that'd be ideal if you physically couldn't and just watch people?
Yeah.
That'd be ideal.
But yeah, no, I think it's too dodgy. I think you're asking for something to happen there, a bad omen. After Christmas, yes, but the week of.
You it's
do
a risk, like.
You do this, though. You play football at risky times. You had a big show coming up one time. Maybe it was like your first SSE. And you were like, I really want to play this game on Saturday, the night of the show.
It was
and
a day.
And I was like, don't do it.
I did the first year and then of big shows and then didn't the next year.
The wrestler?
I'm surprised your promoter didn't have a ring you up and say you were not.
He didn't tell.
They can't do that.
He didn't.
I know,
tell.
But some big performers, you know, I know they can't do it, but they will say to him like, I know someone recently they were doing shows in Glasgow and like the agents were like, just stay in the hotel, mate. You don't need to go out because like there's a lot of riding on these. There's a lot of people investing in these.
Yeah,
shows,
but
you know?
Could get injured in a hotel.
I know. Yeah, but the risk. It's about reducing
less.
Risk. You're never
you get dizzy and fall through a treasure press.
Yeah, you can slip in your bathroom. Like, you know, it's about reducing the risk.
Yeah, this guy is you're the Tom Cruise of comedians.
If stand up. First of all, no.
Yeah, no. Yeah,
if
I'm
anybody
not for taking
is,
risk.
Well, a guy who always tries to make himself seem really young and is a and has weird ties to
Scientology,
possible cults. Aaron Butler. Aaron Butler.
You're closer to Tom Cruise than he is.
Yeah. Oh.
What, physically?
You have big Tom Cruise energy.
That's okay.
Big weird energy.
I can see you jumping on a couch on Pamela Ballantyne's UTV chat show.
Hey, Pamela.
Look, I think we should do some gift giving.
Yeah,
let's we really get
can we explain
it?
Why I'm not dressed up?
No. Oh, I think we should do some gift giving. Yes. Yeah. Okay, look, Dave Elliott was supposed to join us, but...
has fallen.
He couldn't make it.
He couldn't. He's look. It'll come out. That's all we can say.
It'll be released soon.
He will.
So I got a call last minute.
Yeah.
Can I come in and fill in? So I did not know anything about this. So if I look like the odd man out, I just want to say I would have made an effort, but I didn't know about it.
You being here's the gift. All right.
That's all. That is a gift, man. Andrew.
Thank you. So don't worry.
And can I just say? Can I point this out? You've had a nice Christmas haircut.
He's been very happy about his hair recently, haven't you?
Because Coco wants you in.
Yeah, I've heard this morning. Coco wants me in.
Barbers are scouting you. Yeah. Can you believe that?
Do you know somebody over in East Belfast DM'd me on Instagram and they said, mate, seen the clip, can I cut your hair?
Yep.
I went over and I went in and I sat down and the barber's like in the chair and he cut my hair and then I said, how much do I owe? He goes, oh, no, it's free. Like, and I went, no.
Yeah, if he calls you in.
Yeah, but I wanted to pay.
Right.
He said, oh, 16 quid. There's your 20. I said, I'm not asking for anything for free. So I gave him the 20 quid, said, I appreciate it, thanks very much. And Yeah, so
I think barbers see
Coco wants me now, doesn't he? But he's got to work for me now, doesn't he?
I think barbers see you like
challenge.
Rock climbers do, like with what do you call the
El Capitan or
El Capitan?
Oh, Yosemite.
What's that mean?
Your head is El Capitan.
What's that mean?
It's like
there's not many that can
rock climbers look at it and go like, whoa, I don't know if I could scale that. You know what I mean? It's like an ambition. It's like
challenge of a lifetime.
It's a challenge. It's a challenge of a lifetime.
Do you know what it is? I got my hair cut 2 days ago up in Hollywood there, and this lovely girl, English girl, cut it, and she's cut it a couple of times, and she's grand. Like she knows how to cut it. Like,
I mean, when you say that,
she knows how to cut it. Like, yeah, I mean, that's a big compliment to a barber.
But I had a feeling that like somebody knew me in the barber, and I didn't want to be like, I was just going, yeah, just to. Of doing the thing and just cut it, blah, blah. But see, do you see this loose bit here now?
Yeah.
It's bugging me there now.
Yeah.
Just call, take you, go home, mate, take a scissors, do it yourself.
I know, I'll do it myself. Coco. But no, she's grabbing. No, I'm going to go to Coco. I think I might film it. Go in and film it. Like, yeah. Just have a pre.
You'd be like the train guy with GoPro on your head?
Yeah, just a bit of a pre-match warm-up and let him know who I am, what I'm about.
Yeah.
He gets the
energy.
My name's
Andrew. I'm about getting this haircut.
You know what I mean? But apparently, he told producer Dan that he wants me. Well, come get me, mate.
Is that the way it works?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, you want a man running towards you with scissors? Look, let's do some gift giving.
Let's do.
I would like to give first.
Oh yeah, you're
I like to give.
But these are Dave's presents, though.
So. The bags down there.
Yes.
There's one for Butler. There's one for Andrew.
But okay, yeah. But
oh, whoa! You got gifts.
Is that for Dave?
The one with the bottle is for Andrew.
Oh, look
well
at you.
Done, ruin it. Aaron right. Butler, that's right. For you.
Slide it across, baby. Wow.
This guy's never been given a present before. You never took my arm off.
Oh yeah. This is my first present of the year.
Oh my god.
Is there any order we should go in here? Should Andrew go first? Should I go first?
No, it's all quite random.
Just go together. I'll just go. Enjoy yourselves. Go. I don't okay. like making a nice bottle of red.
Cabernet Sauvignon from Chile.
Sauvignon?
Cabernet Sauvignon. Chile.
You can
play for South Korea.
The Cork accent really does ruin wine, doesn't it?
2021. Oh, it's a three-year-old. Two-year-old.
But
my eyes lit up there. I was like, what are you doing?
Is that a good thing? Is it? I appreciate that, gentlemen.
I have a lovely picture of me doing the SSE for the first time. And it's with a lovely message from the lads.
Can you read it out?
To the Buttman, appreciate your presence in canned water in 2023. We hope at last the next year won't be a tough one for you. Ian Fosty and Dan.
Hey, it's 2024, your year.
You said this.
It's all coming up nice for the
Buttman. Here we go.
Thank you.
I'm going to open this one. I always, when I open this, I always close my eyes.
Yeah, I do too. I like
because I want to see it in full. Okay. Here we go.
Okay. The good thing is this will definitely fit you.
Oh Brazil!
Oh, he loves it. He loves it.
Oh, look Brazil. At that! He loves Brazil.
It. Yeah.
Oh.
You sound more sincere.
That's going to really. You're going to look really smart in that. Will you wear that Christmas Day?
Oh, it's made in Brazil as well.
No, it's from the Dubai shop in Cayman in the apartments. I'm pretty sure.
Oh, look at that. Oh, that's a beautiful one, guys.
I got a really new hat. That's a newest one.
Will I put this on instead of this one?
Yes, please.
Oh, my God. I'm buzzing with that.
Oh, you're great. You look like Bo George in the Karma Chameleon video.
I'm a man who does.
You are a man with convictions.
I was checking this.
And he doesn't know. They come and go.
I'm just checking the stitching here.
Oh, no, don't look too closely at it.
Dan, there's a certain something in here. Do you want me to pull it out for the pod or do you want me to keep it in because of...
We don't have to make a big deal of it, but you can. It's just a little...
I got some lovely Liquid Death waters. Thank you very much. I love those.
There we go. Now we're looking good.
Coco, that's what he did to you.
Many happy returns.
You look very smart in that.
I have a wee wrapped one here that I'm going to just unsheath.
Oh. Jamaica,
is it? Look at this.
What is it, Jamaica?
Is it Cameroon? Is it?
Oh, that is so nice.
Which one actually is it?
If one can...
Ghana.
That's
class. That is. On the back
They're
of it.
Shit, like, but it's good top.
Don't say there's shit.
That's where Chris Garner plays for Ghana, mate.
George Weah.
Beautiful.
George Weah, Ghana, you know, actually, Libya.
Depending on what I get, I'm taking his.
Class, mate.
That's deadly.
Thanks, deadly.
Thank you, guys.
I got a lovely picture of me, which is my favourite kind of picture, from our live SSE podcast. And it says, Shane, 2023 was epic. Here's to more in 2024, Dan and Fausty. That is, see what I'm talking about? I like sentimental gifts. That's exactly what I like.
Like, that reminds you, like, that stuff like that will remind you how far you've come, and every year you develop and you grow and stuff like that.
Show the grandkids, mate.
Show the grandkids that I won't have.
Oh, Dan.
Vegan chocolate.
Dan, quick.
Well done.
This man knows my weaknesses.
Yeah.
And let me tell you a real story. I had a moment of... Do you ever have a moment of weakness, like food-wise, and you do something you're sort of ashamed of yourself with? I was rushing home yesterday to pick the kids up, but I stopped at Asda and Dundonald to buy myself treats.
And what was that?
Probably added 8 minutes onto my journey time, and I got myself some caramel buns, toffee buns, that are gluten-free that I like, and I stopped myself getting this exact bar because I went, no, I don't deserve it yet. I'll get it over the festive period. And I've got it. There and I love the Galaxy
discipline.
Vegan Orange.
Great discipline. Nice.
Okay. Oh, look at that. Funny Santa.
Why does it say help on it?
It says he's healthy. He's stuck in the chimney.
That's you having your life crisis.
I've heard about that urban myth from a stag do. And the guy's just stuck like it.
Got a black chimney.
I'm not going to put this on properly, obviously, because
I don't want to ruin your hair, yeah.
I've got a corporate tonight.
Yeah, yeah. Put it on like your wee yarmulke.
I have what I really hope is a football shirt.
Right, let's predict.
It's a new foreskin.
Can I just say the one that was meant to be for you didn't turn up on time from our friends in Abu Dhabi.
Is it coming?
Yeah.
Okay.
I'd say it's a team from Saudi Arabia or something.
No, it's not going to be anything wild. If Dan's saying it's not the one I should be getting, it's going to be quite traditional.
Mm. I imagine it's like Man United.
I think it's going to be Man United.
Northern Ireland. England jersey.
No, it's better than that.
England jersey. Arsenal.
Very nice.
Is it the Arsenal
it's
black
the,
and gold?
It's the Jordan black PSG
oh,
shirt.
Oh, that's PSG. Really yes.
Nice. That is nice.
Really nice. I'm happy with that. No matter what's coming next, I'm happy with that.
That's great.
I'm happy with that.
That's yeah. A oh, shirt. Yeah. 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 Oh, that's a nice shirt.
I'll look smart in that.
You'll look sexy in that.
Oh, yeah. Brilliant. Well done, mate.
If we do play five-a-side, which obviously Aaron Butler can't play in.
Not next week.
I'll wear this.
Thank you very much, guys.
Really fantastic. Appreciate it.
Well, lovely presents. Hey. Thank you so much.
It's not over, baby.
Oh, boy. Here we go.
So this is from Aaron to Shane.
This is from me to you, buddy. A few wee different things in here, so you'll have a wee fun time.
I think our live guest from today might be phoning me, so Fausty, I'm going to give... Come on, you guys take a call from.
Oh, boy. This is important stuff being sorted out right now.
So this is for me.
Wee smorgasbord of stuff. Things you'll like. Things you'll like. I didn't go that far on the rap, I won't lie. So I know you like your t-shirts and all.
It's
you
a can't t-shirt?
Be. Oh.
Aaron Butler.
Hey. Yellowstone.
It's a Yellowstone.
You love that wee show and all.
Dutton Ranch t-shirt. That is 10 out of 10.
Nice.
Can I say, in the years we've been exchanging gifts,
yeah.
Best one yet.
That's great.
Best one yet.
That's amazing. I'm delighted for that.
I am delighted. I went to a Carhartt store in America. You know the clothing brand Carhartt?
Yeah.
And we went in New York, right? And there was what I would call a concept store. Mm. You know, you go to a Nike store and they have like three pairs of trainers and two t-shirts in it. And it's this big massive building, but they're just trying to make it look cool. And like, I don't even like this gear.
Yeah.
I was disappointed. And the Carhartt stuff in there was really dear. Didn't buy anything. In Philly, we had a day to kill, so we went to an outlet in New Jersey.
Lovely.
They had a Carhartt factory store. I cleaned it out.
Yeah. Oh, it was in like everything?
Everything. One of everything in a medium, please.
Yeah.
But some of the lovely Carhartt jackets that I got, okay. That underneath it will look, oh my God.
Try being.
You know I love Yellowstone. It's a very thoughtful,
no
lovely
problem,
gift, Darren.
No problem. You're welcome. And here, the next one's just as good. Trust me. It's an old t-shirt, I'm sorry.
Can I say, well wrapped?
Look, yeah, yeah.
Looks like you've been nicking him off other people's doors.
Oh, when you see what it is, you'll know I haven't. Show the people what that one is. No, come on. Show Andrew.
Show me.
I think, you know, on Christmas Day, with a family around, you want to wear like something nice? I think I'll wear this. I miss my foreskin t-shirt.
You don't fuck up about it to me, you say, like, oh, and I always miss it. So just to remind people.
Man, that's lovely.
Yeah, no, you're welcome.
Thank you very much. That's really nice.
Tomorrow night.
I love that.
Where are your corporate today?
Is this one of one, this t-shirt? I feel like this is a con. Speaking of concept.
No, it's a company. That's really it's a full nice. Brand, the I Miss My Foreskin brand.
That's really nice. Thank you for
yeah,
that.
Yeah, no problem at all. And there's just a few wee goodies in there.
Oh, for God. Guys.
I know, vegan chocolate guys, this time.
I'm going to be a fat pig by the end of Christmas.
I know, I'm sorry.
Two of my favourite.
I'm sorry.
Vegan chocolate bars. And then, oh, Aaron.
Nah, there's a wee packet in there.
Four mini cans of Dr. Pepper and a wee packet of...
Andrew, for you as well.
1999 Premier League stickers. Oh my God.
I've got both open at the same time now.
Oh my
God. Hang on, who do we want? We need to...
Do you know what? You might want to Google, Dan, who's the most valuable 99 sticker? Because one of these stickers is worth 10 grand, I remember.
I would love... the number one, the shiny Premier League sticker.
These have the McDonald's stickers in them as well.
I would love a McDonald's shiny. I would love. Did you buy any packets for yourself?
No, these are literally
the only
two. Yeah, yeah,
yeah.
David really? Beckham.
Imagine you got Beckham.
Okay.
These haven't been opened from 99.
Very excited to open. I can't tell you how excited I am to open these. Right, do one for one.
One at a time. One at a time.
I got Spurs goalkeeper Ian Walker.
That's a key.
I've got half of the Leeds squad.
Okay. I've got the Leeds United shiny.
Oh, that's nice. Whoa. That's nice.
Newcastle defender Alessandro Pistone.
Oh, yeah.
These are great.
Nottingham Forest goalkeeper, veteran Mark Crossley.
Okay, yeah.
Wow.
He's still alive.
Wimbledon defender Dean Blackwell.
Oh.
Hard man.
Done for tax evasion.
Yeah.
Midfield general. George Boateng.
Ah, yes.
Coventry City. Yes. Robbie Keane era, wasn't it?
Yep. Works for Reggie Sauce now.
Nottingham Forest player, Alan Rodgers.
Ah, oh, yes. Yeah.
Oh, he's got a 7 out of 10 for shooting.
While we're talking about obscure guys, I'm pretty sure this is made up and this guy's not real. Paolo Tramazzani, ex-Spurs player. Never heard of you, pal.
No.
Sorry if you're watching.
Irish legend. And Charlton midfielder Mark Kinsella.
He'll do a job for you.
Oh, got 8 out of 10
for
passing.
He'll do a job for you. Stefan Schnurr, Derby County player. Never heard of you, pal.
Nope.
Oh my God. Look at the size of him.
Yeah.
He looks overweight.
I've got a World Cup star.
I got one. Forest midfielder Jean-Claude Darcheville.
Oh, yeah.
Remember him?
You remember him.
Big World Cup star, Emmanuel Petit.
That's a good one.
Oh.
I'll swap you for...
I've got one left.
Okay, who you got?
Lethal striker and all-round legend, Jimmy Floyd Hasselbank.
Oh, here.
I'll swap you Ian Walker and Mark Crossley for Jimmy Floyd Hasselbank.
Nah.
And Stefan Schnurr.
Heckleman started again.
No. I like Jimmy Floyd. No, do you know what I'll do? Mark Kinsella looks old there. He's retiring, so I'll give you him. Have you got? Have you got a goal? Who's your goalie?
Ian Walker. Give you Ian Walker or Mark Crossley.
Is he the hair chromed back?
Yes.
Right. I'll give you Mark Nelson for Ian Walker.
What have I done?
Mark Nelson. Why are you giving me Scottish comedian Mark Nelson?
Mark Kinsella.
High grader Premier League stickers.
Oh, brilliant.
Oh, mate.
Aaron. Phenomenal gifts, sir, mate. Guys, thank you so much.
You're welcome. Thank you for mine as well. I appreciate it, everybody.
And would you be interested in a Nando's later today? Early dinner?
Yeah.
Maybe we could do that.
Absolutely. Are you guys doing a wee cheeky gig together?
No. But I'm doing a gig later.
Can I have one of these?
Yeah, of course you can. Yeah, do me a long tins are the best.
Absolutely.
It's hard to find a long tin of Dr. Pepper, by the way.
Love your tins.
Yeah. I'm all about it. Shape, size.
Oh. Dan and Fosty. Now.
Oh, fuck.
We had a mix-up earlier. That's why I had to nip out and then I was late. There will be a modification done to these in due course. So at the minute, they're raw.
Oh. They're like
Do we need to open them now or do we leave them for a later date?
They're like a steak at Hell's Kitchen and Ramsay's Kitchen Nightmares. They are raw.
Oh, look at the nerves on their faces. They're like, what is this?
Shane's just handed them two big sizable tubes.
So there will be things done to this.
Amends made.
Very soon.
Okay.
The guys are just getting stuck in there.
I imagine it's something to do with the podcast.
No.
Because they work on it.
You think so, yeah? I don't know. No, I think it's something to do with...
Is it a family tree?
No, that'd be weird. Yeah, I've carried out 12 months of extensive research into their family.
So, Dan, flip around and show the boys.
So,
oh, this is a,
these are going to be framed. Look, obviously, they should have been framed today, guys. We had a little
that,
bit
what
mix
does
up.
That mean to you, Dan?
It's my favourite place to surf.
Ross Nile.
What's Fosty's there?
Fosty,
Hollywood. His favourite place to drink.
Fosty's moved ever so slightly out of Hollywood, and I mean a hair's breadth out of it.
Yeah.
So this is for his new house.
Oh, lovely.
For him and his partner, Georgia.
Lovely.
It's him and his wife, Georgia, I apologise.
Yes.
To put up and just remember where he's from, even though he can probably see it from where he lives.
Yes,
now.
Yeah.
He's 10
and
feet
he
away
walks
from
here every day. Yeah.
Every day.
Aye. So, guys, it's all about love.
Thank you very much.
So those will be framed.
You've been framed.
All real positive energy here.
There's positive energy.
He loves
Andrew,
this guy's
what
beaming.
Do we need? What do we need for 2024?
Yeah.
Because look, especially if any of us in the room had a tough year.
We need positive direction.
Right. Yeah. Now that sounds like management speak.
Yeah. We need clear decision makers around us.
Oh Jesus.
Yeah. I want you to be one now and tell me what we need to see in 2024.
Yeah. What do we need to improve upon, Andrew? What needs to happen?
We want
to
have bigger and better years
than
we've had. So what do we need? We
need to take more risks.
Right.
Yeah.
We need to probably everyone needs to work together, closer together, communicate better.
What about lifetime ices and stuff?
Are we talking comedy or are we talking just life?
Whatever.
Very general. You put me on the spot here now, but I would say, like, for me...
Do you think you've become more of a risk-taker in the last few years?
Oh, I've become a risk-taker since September 2019.
I thought you were about to say 11th, 2001.
When I saw those planes hit, I decided, I'm taking risks. Life's too short.
What pandemic didn't stop me?
Oh, was that what it was, the pandemic?
The pandemic?
Yeah, just around the pandemic time, I just... changed my mindset, like,
yeah,
fucked a lot of things off,
yeah,
got rid of a lot of people in my life.
Right.
Andrew Ryan's 2019 draft.
Like, it's tricky, like, because like, I had a great year this year. I don't think I've seen you since Opera House, have I?
No.
So you've been away, so
it's been the best year of your life.
I've had a really enjoyable year. I've had a lot of change. I've had a lot of change this year. But I feel very content.
Yeah.
Feel very content, but next year I want more change.
Yeah,
okay.
You know what I mean?
Obama?
Yeah. No, I want more change next year. I want to. I've got a few things that I'm working on. Going out on tour, feeling healthier.
Yeah,
feeling more content, more safer.
Will you go to Inner Angel and Nuri a lot more?
And get my arse cleaned.
Yeah, that I want to ask you about that.
They're doing a January discount special, just so you know.
Okay. Get the Christmas turkey out of you.
Yeah.
Reverse the stuffing, literally.
Yeah. Oh, like I've taken my health a lot more seriously this year.
How many colonics can you see yourself getting this year?
I had five this year. I had five colonics this year, yeah.
That's a lot.
Five times the stomach got a good wash, like.
Yeah.
I'd say I could have done eight, but I was busy.
Yeah.
5 to 8, such a random jump.
No, but if you think about it, like, I think getting your stomach cleaned every 2 months is you're keeping on top of it, like.
Yeah, if that was your windows, that wouldn't even be that much.
Yeah. You know, like, so I had five colonics this year.
Does it get easier for the tube to get in?
Oh, they've had to expand the tube.
My arse is like a basketball ring. Like,
he's fully dilated now.
I like going and getting myself cleaned out because it gives me a good sort of like base to start from.
Yeah.
You wake up and you're like, I'm empty.
Yeah.
Let's fill it up, baby.
Yeah.
And I use that around my life.
Like. Now, Aaron, have you only went once?
I haven't went.
You haven't went? I thought you guys went together.
No. I go and he just wants to know about it. Like.
No, I don't know if I'm...
I've sent a lot of people there, though.
Yeah.
There's a lot of people have gone down and the girls there have sorted them out.
Like. Could you ever see them expanding to Dubai where you just go to Kamara and just knock on the door?
And they come in and they're like, we've been waiting for you.
Get yourself a Mulberry handbag.
They're
and
coming
a
to see me do a show next week in Newry.
Oh, yeah?
The Inner Angel team.
Right.
So
it's weird, like, you know, people look at comedians and like they sort of like, ideally they think they know you. These women know you.
Oh, they know everything about me. Like.
Like they've seen into your soul.
Yeah, and they also compliment
your soul.
Yeah. Yeah. And you know what? I'm well up for giving it to them, giving them access. Yeah. They can have them, because they're doing a positive thing. It's nothing odd for them. Like,
yeah,
they're opening arses 10 times a day. Like. Do you know what I mean? And they got a new machine as well.
Oh,
because of you?
Yeah.
The amount you've invested. In the
they've got a new machine and they've recruited new staff. I think they're growing. People are catching on to that.
Yeah, I think a lot of people have had to leave the work there. This guy comes in twice a day.
He's walking. Who have you had in now? Can I have a look? No, I changed a lot of things in my life this year, 2023.
Yeah.
And I'm really starting to see the benefits.
Okay.
And it's about just small things, like, but people don't realize it's small things.
Yeah.
And it's about, and it's none of this bullshit self-help nonsense. None of this get out of bed at 4 o'clock in the morning and go for a swim in the sea or a nice cold. You don't need any of that sort of stuff to be successful. That's just nonsense.
Get up at three.
No, but like, stay in this, you know, like, listen to yourself a bit more. It's okay to sit on a sofa for half a day and watch TV if you're feeling a bit low. Allow you, you know what I mean? Whereas before I would have fought all that.
Right.
I need to be busy. I need to be doing stuff. And actually, doing nothing is sometimes equally as important as doing something.
Yep.
Just slow it down. You know, what are you chasing? Like.
Yep.
You know what I mean? Like, you know, so everyone should start the year off in a nice balanced way and make small strides to new things, whatever that you want to do.
What's Aaron Butler looking at in 2024? What are a couple of things a Buttman wants to do? What have you got your eye on?
As you can tell by how I'm dressed right now, everything's very mentally stable. Everything is... I've only got goals
this
in
guy's
mind.
Focused and this, in control.
This guy's had a great childhood.
Yeah.
That's the result of that childhood.
Yeah, yeah.
Don't know what type of childhood that is, but it looks fucking different.
Everything's coming up Butler this year, is what I've been saying. 2024, I don't know, man. 2023 was maybe too big. I maybe did too many, too much good stuff.
I think in 2023, you did a lot of things you talked about for a long time.
Yeah.
You did them.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
So I don't know now, or, you know, 2024 might be a bit of a lull.
No.
Don't look at it like that. No. If you think it's going to be a bit of a lull, what you do is you look at it, 2024 is prepping and getting experience for 2025 for when you go bigger again.
You're on a roller coaster, right?
Yeah.
You've gone like this.
Roman Keaton.
And you think you're coming down a bit, and you are, but then you know what you're doing? You're going straight back up.
Yeah, I've been on a mess. I'm on the down part at the moment because I'm prepping for next year.
Yep.
Yeah,
you know what I mean.
Yep.
And like, so just go with the ride.
And sometimes you think a roller coaster's over, and then all of a sudden, and they make it seem like it's over, and then all of a sudden, whoa,
there's
what's this?
Loop, there's another loop.
Yeah. There's a loop to loop. You'd be upside
and you
down.
Get a, you get a photo and a keyring at the end.
Yeah,
yeah, so. Yeah. Here, I did.
Literally. A lovely photo. What's been your gig wise? What's been your highlights of the year?
Do you know what? I'm going to give a very weird, obscure one. I did a random gig in Antrim Courthouse for a guy who organised it, Andy Gleeks or something like that his name was. And I thought, I was a headline spot, and I thought it was going to be a wee bit rowdy, a wee bit too bad. It's one of the best gigs of the year. It's just great.
I love that. I love gigs like that where you go in and you go, I think I know how this is going to go. You're like, we'll grin and bear it. We'll get through it.
Yeah.
And then when you get that first laugh, you're so excited because you're like, I thought this was going to be terrible, but this is great.
Yep. That was definitely up there with one of them. And then obviously, like, key highlights were my two solo shows selling out, the two panel shows that we've done selling out, you know, flipping the live podcast, everything that we've
I've never seen this guy as good as when he hosted the Waterfront.
Yeah, that was good. Hopefully tomorrow's a repeat performance.
It won't be as good, but but
second night syndrome.
Yeah. No, it was. But no, that was a masterclass.
That was a great evening.
Yeah. Are you coming down to the panel show?
I have shows in Dublin. I'm in Dublin.
It's a shame. You would have liked it.
I would have liked to have come, but unfortunately, I'm a big believer in honouring what you book in. You know.
What was Andrew Ryan's highlight of 2023?
Do you know what? I had a great time this year. I really enjoyed doing my solo shows and stuff like that. Getting to know you guys a bit more has been really good.
Yeah.
I'll be honest with you, I really loved doing the Olympia with you.
That was great.
Not just the gig, but I actually really enjoyed the day.
It was a fun day.
Didn't think I would.
Right.
Being honest with you.
Do you know what? This is what I want more of in 2024.
Didn't think I would have enjoyed the day with you because... And I know you did
it was a big commitment.
Yeah. Like, to have 7 hours with you. Like, it was. It was a big thing.
His family feel.
So what I'm saying.
No, but like, I really enjoyed
it. So what was your fear when I ring you and say, listen, man, we've got this gig?
I'm not in control.
Right.
Ah, yeah.
So, and it's not a, it's a, see, with comedy, we're in control, right? So like, for example, I'm going to Dublin now. I'll know what time I'm leaving. I'm taking it to, I know where I'm parking. I know what time I'm getting in at, what time I'm getting out at. With you, it was like, let's just meet in a car park somewhere.
He does do that.
In my head, I was like, what's the parking there? Like, do I have to be shopping in the supermarket? Like, is it free park? Am I going to be clamped? Am I getting a ticket?
Probably my catchphrase of, it'll be sweet.
I can't live the way you live sometimes.
Yeah.
But I'm fascinated to learn it.
Yeah.
But I can't. I can't. I get so well. And then we're going to Dublin, and I'm like, oh, he's in fourth gear, he should be in fifth, and I'm doing
well, driving an automatic, pal, so.
I know, but like, no, but in my head, that was the way I would be thinking, like, do you know what I mean? Yeah. That was the way I'd be thinking, like. And then we get there, and it's like, where are we eating? And it's like, do I make a decision?
Are you sure this was the best day of your life? Because you're making it sound like the absolute worst day of 2023.
It's like, remember we went for dinner in Hoth? It's like, what does Shane make the decision on the food? Because it's his show.
By the way. Yes.
Yeah.
Even if it wasn't my show.
No, but like, my point is, like, I have to sit back and go, this is Shane's day, and I'm delighted to be here. So at what point do I have to give a suggestion, or do I just say what Shane wants? I go with, like, do you see what I mean?
That's it.
You know, I really enjoyed the Olympia. I did enjoy the day, I must admit. And I came home that night and I said to Julia, and she goes, how'd you get on? I said, good. So that was good, like, it was good, like, it was a good day, like.
It was the best day of your life. I was in the wrong gear, and then...
No, but I'm talking about things you think about.
Yeah, good.
No, but like, it was good. Like, I had a good time with it. Like, I also really enjoyed a lot of shows in London. I really enjoyed London.
Do you know? I really
I must say, I will say this, and Aaron did it as well, to do the Opera House shows with you.
Oh yes,
it was an absolute fantastic experience.
Yes, those are great.
And to be treated so brilliantly by you and your staff and the people that are working there and the promotions and stuff like that, incredibly well looked after.
Good.
So a big thank you to you and your people and everything.
Well, likewise, but I want to say, while we're just sharing, you were like, I didn't know if it would be a good day. Can I share something?
Go on, yeah.
You mentioned like a highlight of your years becoming like getting to know people better.
Yeah.
Me and Aaron, all that kind of thing. And I'm with you on that too. Like, you're like a good friend of mine now.
Good stuff.
The first time we met, I just... couldn't see us really being mates.
Yeah,
I didn't overanalyze it. I didn't really think straight away, could I be mates with this guy? I was like, Andrew's a lovely guy. Can see us gigging together. Don't know if... I'm at that age where, like, I'm not looking for new friends.
You've reached your quota.
Yeah.
I was like, we'll probably have a good working relationship. But look at us now.
Look at us now, mate.
Yeah. He texted me saying, don't bring Andrew back on the pod, Andrew.
Yeah.
I was like, no worries. That's how adamant he was against it. And I fought for you.
Yeah. In house when me and Willie were swimming, Andrew just swam up. He wasn't supposed to be there.
I was like, how are you, lads?
Full scuba gear.
No, but like,
reading his head.
It is a, like, I would say I would find it like I really am very comfortable with comedians.
Yeah.
Like, no, but I am, though. Like, we're like, I'm people who watch pods, and you can, you know, stuff. Comedians are fucking weird,
complex,
they're complex, odd characters.
Yeah,
you know what I mean?
We all think we're the normal one,
yeah,
and that's weirder.
We're not,
you know what I mean?
Oh,
like, these guys are all nuts. And then you analyze it a bit more, and you go, oh, I am too.
Yeah,
you're like, it won't flew over the cuckoo's nest. We're all Jack Nicholson and one flew over the cuckoo's nest. And these nutcases here.
But we are attracted to it.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Like, no, yes. But we are attracted to, like attracts like.
Yeah.
You know, people, I get it. I was at a Christmas party recently, and I left a Christmas party. No, not the comedians, but a Christmas party, people not in comedy. And
I wonder what one that was.
I was at the Q Radio Christmas
party. Oh, yeah, there he goes. I was at a work do that wasn't this work that I do. Sorry.
Yeah. The worst.
Where was the Q Radio?
It was in Q, but they brought in a big entertainment and catering, and they're
saving
the whole
a few quid
set,
by having it there.
Yeah, but they brought in massive production. Like,
yeah.
It was really good. But I left.
Someone brought a Bluetooth speaker.
I left at, say, 10 o'clock, and I was going home. and I had a show in the afternoon. I arrived late. It was like a 4 to 7. I arrived at like 5. Stuck around, had a couple of drinks, did the chat. But I left, and as I was walking down the street, 4 comedians were walking past me. And I was like, oh, it's the comedians. And we just all went to the pub.
Oh, yeah.
And I was just, I really enjoyed the company of them.
Do they walk past by chance?
Yeah, just get Kieran Franco and all that. Oh, yeah. Just, and Jasmine Sierra and all that. Yeah. So we just sat there. I was like, you guys want to go for
pint? You didn't go to the comedians' Christmas, do you?
No, I did for 2 hours. I drove.
Right.
Sensible. Right. Not my... I loved it, enjoyed it.
It seemed like, civilised this year. I was in America. I obviously couldn't go. Yeah. It seemed civilised. He was giving me status updates. Weren't you? You sort of keep me in the loop.
You also did a very nice gesture of sending me money to buy drinks for everybody, which was good for me.
Not one person text me.
I didn't know I was gone. So I was gone.
Like. I said, I was like, you know, sort of thinking like maybe get a video of these guys having. He was like, they drank them too fast.
Genuine. I had the tray like this, and it just went like that, and I was like, ah, oh, well, that's that gone.
And I was gone at this time, so I didn't know.
He was well gone.
Did
by
you
then.
Have what was it like compared to last year? James McKechnie didn't break limbs.
That
that's a disappointment, isn't it? You sort of want him to break.
It doesn't
something
feel
for
like
a
the comedian's Christmas do if McKechnie isn't severely injured.
It's
in
like when you break a bottle of champagne against the side of a boat. Yeah, force me, you know, he has to break
a
something.
Jewish wedding when you stand on the wee glass. Yes, you know what that's like. Like something like that. Yeah. But it was still a wee bit mad though. Like when they bought out that big vase of Guinness.
Yeah,
that was a wee bit of it. You seen?
Were
that.
they all sharing that?
Yeah, I didn't.
Mm-hmm. I don't like it.
And look, yeah.
I see when things go south.
It's no secret. Alan Irwin has COVID. Okay, Alan Irwin has.
has everyone got it now?
Well, I don't know. Maybe they were all fucking drinking out of that pint of Guinness, and Dave's not here. So
I don't. I don't like Christmas parties.
Oh. They're dangerous. Can be dangerous.
What way? I just don't like
things that happen, like, and people are heightened and heightened levels, and
people lose the run of themselves.
Lose the run of themselves, and they say things and they do things they shouldn't be doing.
People cheating on their partners and all
that kind of stuff.
Apparently, at work, business, Christmas.
That's where it happens.
Say they're having it in a hotel or something.
Oh. Can I tell you about at work stew? I performed that. I'll tell you what happened. Listen to this.
Ah.
In England, I was performing, and what they did was they tied in their Christmas party with like an awards thing.
Mm.
So they were trying to do it all in one, right? So I'm the host of the awards.
Yeah.
I say there's 15 awards. It's in central London. They're all in black tie, all age from 21 to 55, whatever. I'm halfway through the awards. Very noisy, very unruly. I'm literally there just to do a job. No one's really interested. I'm like, fuck it, don't worry about it.
One of those ones we were talking about where you just grin and bear it.
It's work.
Yep.
It's not fun. This is the job. There's a job side of being a comedian. Like, there's the fun side, and sometimes you just have to do a job, right? I just look up, and as I look up, the Metropolitan Police are at the back of the room. Two police officers were at the back of the room, and I'm like, oh, next award for best key fob, or whatever it was, property management, whatever it was. And I'm just looking at the Met Police, and I'm like, just keep going until I'm told, like, do the awards, finish the awards. I finish, go to the side stage. And then someone comes up and tells me what happened. So as I'm doing the awards at this Christmas party / works do, a guy went to the toilet with a girl and was getting off at her. And then her husband walked in and then attacked him. Then there was a brawl in the toilet that spilled out into the foyer. Then the police were called. And these are all people that work in the same building.
Oh, that's
so I'm now side stage and they're telling me all this now. But it was all tidied up, but I was on stage for another half an hour, so it was all dealt with.
Yeah.
Word had obviously got round the tables, like what had been going on. So everyone's focus wasn't on the event. They were like, drama, drama, drama. And then you discuss yourself, what the fuck are people doing with their lives like?
Obviously, at the Opera House, one night we had a bit of drama. Yeah. Somebody getting kicked out. What's the most mental thing you've seen on stage?
On stage? Well, that was a mental night for that night. That was one night I always remember. The most mental thing I've seen on stage... on stage, what happened live was Oxford Glee. I'm hosting. They fill the front couple of rows up with couples, and they put groups at the back. Guy and a girl in the front row. I come on. Hey, man, how are you? What's your name? And I realised very quickly, this guy's not giving me, he's not, I can get like, oh, I'm not really up for talking. The girlfriend was lovely. And I just kind of chatted away. Okay, get it. Moved along. Bring on the first comedian who goes on. I go into the green room, listening. Then there's a break. And then halfway through the break, security come in and go, Andrew, we just need to talk to you about something that's happened with the guy in the front row. And I went, what's happened? So at the back of the room, there's a hen party. The guy sitting at the front, just talking to me. The hen party, someone in the hen party recognised the guy at the front. realised the guy at the front wasn't with his wife. She was friends with his wife. He was with another woman having an affair.
Sitting front row at a comedy show.
But he'd no choice. He'd no choice. The venue seated him.
Oh.
So he's sitting at the front with a girl that he's getting off with. He's married, right? His wife's friend is at the very back of the room on a hen party. Kind of looks up and realises this is my friend's husband.
Yeah.
Waits till the interval. Hen party, confront him, kicks off. Everyone leaves.
And there's six woo-woos deep.
Right? Yeah. They all leave. I walk back out. I don't see any of it because I'm in the green room.
Yeah, yeah.
Everyone has seen it in the venue except me. I didn't know what was going on.
Yeah.
I come back out, two empty seats, and I'm like, so, did anything happen in the break at all? Whoa. And the whole place just erupts.
Yeah.
And the whole night becomes about that.
That was like no drama, but when me and Willie were doing the Glee in Glasgow on tour there, Willie was chatting to a couple in the front row, and he was like, oh, what's the crack here? And he goes, are you guys married? And the girl goes, no, this is my friend's husband. And everyone's like, oh, what? And she went, no, it's nothing weird, because his wife and my husband are going to see 50 Cent right now over in the Hydro. And everybody's like, pardon? And
you'd rather he just cheated on you.
Yeah, well, he was like this wild. And then I came out from my set, and I went up to there, and she goes, I wanted to come to this, so my husband's just like with her. And then I went on stage and I was like, hey, it's great to be here. I'm a little bit homesick, but obviously my best mate is staying in my house with my wife and kids for this weekend when I'm away, because it'd be weird if he didn't. And I said, the most mental thing about this is that you think they're seeing 50 Cent right now. I was like, they're in a Holiday Inn Express right now.
Yeah.
He's taking her to the candy shop.
He's getting Avios points.
You see anything odd when you've been on stage?
I remember seeing a fight break out at the Devnish the first time I supported you. That was annoying. And it was just two wee smacked out 19-year-old lads.
I don't know if I even remember that.
You weren't even, you were backstage. But yeah. It was shit for them because like...
Hey, Devnish, get that sorted out pronto.
They can't.
Let's go, boys.
Aye, they were straight out.
They're like, good, are they?
And they were raging because they'd paid for the whole night, and it was 5 minutes into the night, and they're gone. Like, this big fight started, and then Kieran's last SSE show. I'm sure he's maybe sad, but someone like flipping
fainted or
got like really, and like Kieran had to stop the show for like 2 minutes solid, just silence, just being like, what do I do?
When there's a fight, there's nothing you can really do, because a fight is way more interesting to an audience than anything you're going to say.
I'm interested in it.
When I was in Australia, I was doing this venue with 350 people, perfect room, everything going great. Corner of my eye, saw security tending to someone that was on the ground, and I was like, do I address, everyone in the audience is aware of it, they've stopped really, they're not talking over me, they're just all like this, and I go, if I start to deal with this and that person's dead, that's a bad look. So I eventually kind of start to hint at what's going on. It was a security guy. I just like fainted. And it was fine after we addressed it a little bit, because then he got up and sort of like waved as he walked off. But I was
stretchered
like,
out.
Yeah, I didn't need that.
Nah, but like, remember the night at the Opera House with you?
Yeah.
I was a bit, didn't know what was going on. When we figured out this about this guy that was right at the front of the stage, and I'm trying to deal with it, but it wouldn't.
He'd been kicked
away.
Out. He'd been kicked out the very start before the night started. He had come back in, sort of snuck back in. This is what we were told, to demand a refund from Andrew.
Class.
What you do.
The last person that would give you is this guy. Let me tell you,
I was ready for him.
He's fucking with the wrong guy.
Yeah. And then they tried to kick him out, and it took a long time. But like, it's just. It makes your job so much more.
No, difficult. I was about to bring on James McKechnie, and I looked at my time, and my time was about 9:45, and I had to do 12 minutes or something like that. I can't remember. But, and I looked over and goes, oh, I need to bring on James now. And I finished my stuff at the mic in the mic stand. I'm like getting the crowd ready, and I was like, what's going on over there? And I went on for about maybe 4 or 5 minutes. And then, but I couldn't bring James on. I have to be fair to James. Like,
yeah.
It's hard enough going out opening a show as a support slot, but then going out opening a show as a support slot while you're dealing with a security issue.
Yes.
So I made the decision. I said, I ain't leaving until the room is perfect for James, because it's better. You know, I'm not out to shaft anyone. So
it
ate into the time a little bit, but I think everybody understood why. Like, you know, we had to manage it. Like,
2024, I think it's weird. I always expect stand up to like not for it to die down a little bit, but for, you know, maybe here locally, maybe music starts to come up and get almost like, you know, music's the thing that people are into, like live bands and all that kind of thing, like the way it was when we started. Mm. But it seems it's stand up, it's just growing and growing.
Yeah.
It's just taking long and being nice.
Like, you've asked us here now, like, about our years and stuff like that and what we want to do next year and stuff like, well, what are you going to do now? Because you've had a very big year. You know, your live, your SSCs, your pods flying, your live shows. Jesus, you're the record holder at the Opera House now for a solo performer in terms of number of stand-up shows. All these type of things you've done. So where can you go now? Like, what are you thinking?
I don't make, like, big plans. I'm not philosophical. That'll surprise a few people. I am.
But when the sun rises, the shows will be on.
I don't know. I just like, I know where I'm going to play.
Oh yeah,
for my Belfast show.
So you haven't announced that?
No.
Is this a new show, by the way?
Yeah.
Okay. When would that be announced?
New show every year in the new year. I'm in no rush to do it.
Okay.
I think there's a thing of like, ideally you're not always pushing something to people. Yeah. Of like, come and see this thing.
Yeah.
I'd rather a little bit of a shorter run-up time, but like, this year, locally, we're done.
We're
and
done.
In the new year, I'll announce it. But okay. I don't know, I want to just keep kind of building up like the world tour.
Mm.
Keep building that up. We'd now I'll go back to this place, maybe not go back to that place.
Yeah.
But I don't think I've done a place that I wouldn't go back to, like a city I wouldn't go back to.
Mm.
And that surprised me because I was like, well, no, there is one.
Very.
Where?
Newry.
Oh, I'll be back to Newry. Don't you worry.
Are we talking about outside of Ireland?
Yeah, yeah.
I think I know.
Say it.
Cardiff.
Here's my dilemma. I'm thinking Cardiff. I was thinking Cardiff and Birmingham.
I was close.
It's a commitment to go away from home for a night, for one of those, two nights for both.
Yeah.
I actually enjoyed the shows, and those glee clubs are brilliant, with brilliant
great
staff.
Comedy, yeah.
So that kind of leaves me torn, where I'm like, I liked it, but I don't know if I can justify it. You know? But I like, I'm always honest about if I liked a gig or didn't, I'll tell you. If I have a good gig or not, I'll say. Because I hate the idea of being the opposite of that. But I really enjoyed those shows. Bristol was great on that. That's nailed on to go back. But Birmingham and Cardiff, I was like, I could nearly lose money on those shows. Nearly.
Mm.
Just with the travel, the accommodation, all that kind of stuff. But then I loved the show. So that always leaves me torn, because I'm like,
yeah,
I really liked it. And I would hate the idea of anyone being like, well, I like your stand-up and I live in Cardiff. Because then I'm like, ah.
Yeah. The way I would look at it, from my point of view, is that when you, of all the shows you've done this year, and there's two cities that you kind of go, yeah, it was grand. You know,
yeah,
it was fine. Start your tour next year with Cardiff and Birmingham as your first two dates.
Okay. Yep.
Trust me.
Yep.
That's what I would do it. I would say first, if you're on tour or whatever, first two dates, Cardiff and Birmingham. Start your tour as them first two. Go in, change your mindset about them. You're excited about the tour. But after 2 days, they're done.
Yep.
I would start your tour with those cities then.
I'll do that.
There you go.
Or don't do them.
Do you want to...
is the Aaron Butler method.
By the way, we're going to wrap this up, but out of the corner of my eye, when you were talking, I was like, remember I was talking earlier, I was like, all comedians are nuts, but I'm normal and we all probably think that. I just looked at you out of the corner of my eye and I was like, I think I'm right.
No, I'm all right. I'm the most stable, I would say.
Yeah.
Stars Rise next week.
No. Do you want to plug your special?
I would love to, yes. My special, Africa, filmed in Lavery's over two nights, is
perfect
on YouTube.
You maybe in between Christmas and New Year?
Exactly. You get a wee bit of free time. You go, oh, what's there to watch here? You get on free on YouTube.
But it's probably really dear, is it, to watch it?
Mate, doesn't cost you a penny. Do you have a YouTube account?
Yep.
Oh, jeez.
Congratulations. You're entitled to watch it for entirely nothing at all. So yeah, watched it. A lot of good feedback on it so far. Very, very happy with it. I'm very proud of it. And now the next year is just
great.
Building more
Can
material.
We link to it in the description?
I watched it on a plane. And you know,
it is better.
I watched it on a plane, right? And I burst out laughing because I had my earphones in, even though I'd seen it a few times. But I was watching it again and watching it again.
Mm.
And this woman just kind of looked over at me and I just went, yeah, I was just like, I don't know how to explain.
The
like,
hard explanation.
Like, the hard explanation. Yeah. When you're like,
so you're like, I know this guy. She's like, yeah, right. Yeah, yeah, yeah. You're no Aaron Butler.
You've had a fabulous year, man.
I have, and look, I owe you two a lot of thank
yous. You've
had
a great year,
well,
man.
So, no. Yeah.
Do you want to expand on?
No, that's the limit of it.
Andrew, you have a special on YouTube as well, filming the Black Box.
Special on YouTube. Just go on to my. It's all there. It's all Andrew Ryan. Yes, I
and
just
you'll be
said
announcing
that.
A tour in the new year.
New tour for 2024. I've got some dates already. Some exciting dates coming on in Northern Ireland. Maybe a few nice big gigs.
Any like, any like,
he near got a route there.
Any like grand venues, like grand venues.
Well, I may be used to the stage there by now. We've inquired about the Opera House, and we're close, I think.
Yeah.
So, and that's all because of, you know, getting an opportunity to be with Shane. Because opportunity leads to opportunity. And mm-hmm. I just think that, like, what's been wonderful about this year is to see how so many people have developed through the support of other people within the industry as well.
Yep.
And it gives you great confidence that, like, actually, you know what? This isn't a competition. Mm-hmm. We're all on different journeys doing different things, but we all appreciate what everyone's doing. And I've had a great year in the North. I've loved it. And a tour for 2024, and big thanks to everyone.
Is it fair to say that a rising tide lifts all ships?
Yeah, a rising tide lifts all ships. And
can I take the opportunity to thank both of you guys?
No problem.
For not just the live shows, but the podcast appearances. I want to thank Michael and Dan.
Yep.
For their tireless work throughout the year. Absolutely. On this podcast and being great friends too.
The unsung
lovely
heroes,
night out
yeah.
at the box. Lovely night out. And I want to thank all the sippers. Whether you're an official sipper on Patreon or not, or you just like to dip in and out, it doesn't matter. Live show at the SSE, what a night. Go wow. back and watch it.
Memories.
Thank you to everybody for this year. We're coming in hot, 2024. Some people were coming for to get on that couch. We're coming for you.
Yeah.
Nesbitt. Thank you very much, everyone. Merry Christmas to you and your family, and a Happy New Year. Sipper, God love you. If you've made it all the way through this episode, that means you love Tea With Me, you love this podcast, or it means like you've drifted off and you've just left this on and play. Either way, what you need to do is head over to our Patreon. If you enjoy the podcast and you want more tea, that's where you go. We do a bonus episode called The Special Brew every Monday and a live stream podcast every Friday with some of your favorite comedians. You can chat, interact, ask questions. When we announce live podcasts, you get early access to tickets with a little bit of a discount on there. And there is so much more. You can go back and watch, I think, nearly 1,000 hours of content. Tea With Me Patreon, which is patreon.com/teawithmepodcast. The link is in the description. I'll see you there.